Okay, good and Erev Purim. We're mamish standing minutes away from Megillas Esther, from the Kedusha. Ready in Eretz Yisrael, they're already feeling the Kedusha. Our learning should be in Tzchus, Refush Shalema, Baruch Tzvi Berif Chavasya, Yachav Yisrael Tzvi Rech Chaya, Ilu Nishmas, Avra Moshe Ben Pesach Fival. So Maisa, I just want to talk about something very, very, very simple. Rav Kluger in his Sefer Shavit Azov on Purim, he explains in such a beautiful idea, what is Megillas Esther? The Yemei Purim, something so special, something so unique that we don't have by anything else. So first off, he starts with a story. This is actually found in Maamar Yud Zayin, page 159. He says that the story that goes that the Chose of Lublin was once by the Megillah reading of the Sar Shalom of Bells. And what happened was, after the Sar Shalom of Bells, the Belzer Rebbe read the Megillah. The Chosda said the following words, Es ha-maisa hazeh kfar shamati pamem rabos. I heard this maisa a lot of times. Ach kfi shekara avrach zeh miyamai lo shamati. He said at the end of the day, the way this avrach, the way this rav, the Belzer Rav read the Megillah, in my days I've never heard. So the maisa, he said, the Chosda said that he heard the Megillah, he heard the maisa, but the way that the Belzer Rebbe actually explained the Megillah and read the Megillah he's never heard before. So Rav Kluger wants to understand what's going on over here. What's going on in this Maisa? Rav Kluger explains, and he quotes the Gemara in Megillah, Zayin Amad Aleph, that Esther Malka, her request to Chazal, to the Sanhedrin, was Kisvuni Lidoros, that she wanted to get her story to be able to write in Lidoros. But Rav Kluger explains in a deeper level, what does Kisvuni Lidoros mean? What does it mean to write me for generations? He says that at the end of the day, Klal Yisrael, Esther won, Esther knew, Esther was Sof Kol HaNisim. Right, the Gemara tells us on Chav Tesem and Aleph, Esther's Sof Kol HaNisim. Esther was the last Nes Nigla to happen, was the last Nes to be able to written down. Everything else was going to be Nister, everything else was going to be hidden. And we weren't going to see fully Kodesh Baruch Hu's love for us. But Dafka, what does Kisvuni Lidoros mean, says of Kluger? That the Megillah Esther is to be able to find the Rabbonu Shalom within your life. That even when something looks hard and there's tremendous confusion and choshech and astar and alama, or even when someone chas v'shalom passes away suddenly, like I saw this morning, unfortunately yesterday from my good friend in New York, at the end of the day, the Rabbonu Shalom's there, and it's kisvuni ledoros, and it's Esther saying that at the end of the day, even when it looks like hester astar upon him, anochi astir astir, when it looks so hidden, it's so choshech, Esther was telling to the Jewish people, Kisvuni Lidoros, remember my situation. When things look bleak and things look dark, there's always the Rabbonu Shalom behind everything. And this is what he says, actually, that every single one of us have to find ourselves, our own Megillah. He says the same way that Likutei Moharan in Torah Tinyan Kuf Chaf Hei, that Rabbi Nachman writes, when a person says Tehillim, the main thing to say when you see Tehillim is that you should find yourself within every Mizmor. Find yourself within every Perek of Tehillim. It says, Kahu b'inin kriyas Megillah. It's the same thing when it comes to the Megillah. Asher Esther malka b'koshti kisvuni ledoros. When Esther said, write for me for generations. What does that mean? It means find yourself in the Megillah. Find your own unique situation. When things look bleak and things look dark, find the Rabbon Shem in your life. And that's exactly what Esther's request was. She wasn't saying, write about me, write about my situation. She was saying to every Jew, find yourself. Find your own Esther malka. Find your own place in the Rabbonu Shem's Megillah. When things look hard and things look bleak, have the Amunah and Bitachon, able to realize that everything works out mamash for the best. And maybe you could say that's exactly what the Chosda was saying when he said that he heard this Maisa a lot of times, but the way that the Belzer Rebbe explained it was a different way. We should be Zocher Mer Hashem to find ourselves in on the Megillah, not just say, oh, this story happened, it's not a historical book like Rechazkel Abramsky writes. Megillah is not a story. It's something that it's alive. It's not a haya. It's a hove. It's something that it's alive. It's not a maisa haya. It's maisa hove. It's continuing to happen every single minute of our lives, and that's what Esther calls sof. Esther sof kol anisa means kisuni ledoros. Every single one of us is Esther in our own way. To find the Rabbonu Shalom in the choshech, as Rabbi Nachman writes in Tanya Kuf Chav Hey, just like we have to find ourselves in every Mizmor of Tehillim, we have to find ourselves mamish in our own Megillas Esther, for us to find the Rabbonu Shalom in every single minute of our lives throughout the entire year. But the Kedusha, the way we're able to do that, is dafka to hold on to the message of Megillas Esther. And even when the Rabbonu Shalom looks like he's not there, Kadosh Baruch Hu is right by our side. We should zocher Mer Hashem to v'freilich and Purim, a holy and safe and a beautiful, meaningful, and enjoyable coming closer to each other, coming closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Purim, should be zochah to celebrate together in Yerushalayim, Yer Kodesh. Freilich and Purim.